It's time again for the Red Journal Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. It is the Red Journal Radio Show, and I'm your host, Rita McCall. You guys, I know it's late. I usually don't do my show this late, but I was just itching to do a show tonight. I don't know why. But this is Freestyle Friday, and as you know, we like to play some music on Freestyle Friday. I don't have a guest tonight simply because, like I said, it's not my time slot I'm usually in, but I just had a need to want to do this. I don't know if I needed to vent or what or whatever, but I wanted to do this tonight. So, first of all, you know what I always start my show out with. I have to do my meditation and my one recipe. And you guys can always go back and listen to our shows to get some of these recipes. And I know people cook all the time, and I know there's recipes all over the place. But I think these are good recipes, and I love doing this part of the show, starting it off. Okay, first of all, let's get our meditation out the way. Visualize standing on the shores, looking over the water. Take a deep breath now. Slowly release it. Clear your mind. Concentrate on just being still. Accept that your thoughts can be transformed to accept the changes that can take place. Look over the horizon and beyond your perceived viewpoint. Focus on what is important to you. Release the dragon of doubt, low self-esteem, and all the emotional baggage that you carry with you. Allow the gentleness of the breeze sweep away all your fears. Let the waves of calmness pass over you. Your life is all you have, so make sure you plan it accordingly. Never stop dreaming. Know through relaxation, you have an opportunity to refresh, renew, and reinvent. This is just the beginning for you to take a chance and create a positive environment for the growth of a positive thought pattern. All right. Two deep breaths. Let it out. Another. Let it out. Wow. Well, okay, we've got that out of the way. Hope that helps someone. Now, let us talk about the recipe for tonight. Now, you know, last week we did the, I did the cookies, and they were called peppermint meltaways. Well, this time we're going to do another cookie, and it's called Eggnog Thumbprints. Wow. And this is from Edwardville, Illinois. It says the prep time is 30 minutes plus the chilling. The bake time is 10, and it makes about 4 dozen. You need 2/3 cup of butter softened, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 large egg yolks, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/4 tablespoon of salt, 1/8 tablespoon of ground nutmeg, 2 large egg whites, 1 cup finely chopped walnuts, and that's the cookie. Then the filling has 1/4 cup of butter softened, 1/4 teaspoon of rum extract, 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 to 2 teaspoons of 2% milk, and 1 to 2 drops yellow food coloring, that can be optional, and additional ground nutmeg. You put this in a large bowl, cream, butter, and sugar until lightly and fluffy. Beat in egg yolks and vanilla in another bowl with flour, salt, and nutmeg. Gradually beat into creamed mixture. Refrigerate covered 1 hour or until firm enough to handle. Preheat oven 350, shape dough into 1-inch balls and a shallow bowl. Whisk egg whites until foamy. Place walnuts in a separate shallow bowl. Dip dough balls in egg whites rolled in walnuts. Place 2 inches apart on the grease baking sheet. Press 1/2 inch deep indentation in center of each cookie with your thumb. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until the center is set. Carefully remove from pans the wire rack to completely cool. And for filling, in a small bowl, beat butter and extract until creamy. Beat in confectioner sugar alternately with enough milk to reach spreading consistency. Then, if desired, beat in food coloring. Fill each cookie with half a teaspoon of filling, sprinkled with nutmeg. This has, per cookie is 82 calories, 5 grams of fat, 17 milligrams of cholesterol, 42 milligrams of sodium, 8 carbs, trace fiber, and 1 gram of protein. Wow. Yep, you can tell this is a treat or cookie because, wow. All right. Now, let's get started. Again, this is Freestyle Friday, and I might not be fun. I don't know. I said fun. I don't know if I'm fun or not. I'm needed to get this out of my system and start doing more of these shows. I really love doing this. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to start off with some music. Yeah. Okay.
Life back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality. Thank you.
Okay, you guys, I don't know if that was supposed to play right then and there, but if you could have seen what I was just doing, I'm in here dancing. That song came back to me when I was stationed in Germany. One day I was in the laundry room, and they kept calling me. They said, Swaffer, come here, Swaffer, you need to see yourself on TV. I was like, yeah, right. Because back then, I used to dress similar to, have you ever seen that video, the way she wears the hats and the big earrings and stuff? Well, back then, you know, that was the 80s. I always made sure that I looked different from anybody else when I put my civilian clothes on. So they gave me the impression that I resembled her. So they was like, you need to come down here and see yourself. You see yourself. So I go, it was on MTV at the time. And I was watching, I was like, well, yeah, you know what, when I put on a little makeup, we do kind of resemble each other. So whenever that song plays, that comes to my mind. Lisa Stanford wasn't supposed to play right there, but that's fine. But let's, I want to play another song that I remember from back in the day. So here we go.
Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Be alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune. The horn drum, bring it on home to you. Ain't it funky now? Good God. London town is too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah. But we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right. Funky Nassau. Funky Nassau.
Now that song right there, man, name of the group, I think, is The Beginning of the End. I remember that song came to mind because back in the day, again, when I was little, we used to have what you called block parties when we were growing up in New York. And I remember that song. My mom always played that. And I mean, the streets would be crowded. We'd be drinking. We wouldn't be drinking, but they'll be drinking. And music, fried chicken, the whole nine yards. You know how that was back in the day. We used to have so much fun. Those days over with. Now we're older. Things change a little bit. Some people don't change, but things do change. So let us do this. I have a friend here that's from this area, that lives in this area, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of her before, but her name is Shakonda Icon Sibley, and she won the Texas Grand Slam Spoken Word Contest this past weekend, last week. And she's the first female, and she's also the first who was not from Texas to win this coveted crown or championship. So I am so proud of her. So later on, we're going to play her, I'm going to try to play her video of one of her poems she did, her spoken word. It's not a poem, it's a spoken word. This girl is great. She is awesome. I wish I could get her on the show. It would be nice to get her on the show, but homegirl's no joke. The idea that she did what she did, that was just downright awesome. So we'll be listening to that in a few. Now, in the meantime, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the news. I really haven't, to be honest with you. I'm going to confess, I have not really, really, really kept up with the news because I'm disappointed in a lot of ways. I'm disappointed when it comes to politics. I'm very disappointed. Despite that the economy is doing great, we're still finding frivolous things to be upset about when it comes to the president. You know, it's just like it's one thing after another, but his time is almost up, and the ones who's complaining about him now, and I can't wait till they put who they want in there, who's going to be elected to, in that position in 2017. It's going to be amazing. I just want, and I'm not trying to do any scare tactic or anything because we're having fun tonight, but be aware, be careful what you wish for. That's just how I say it. Be careful who you wish for to take his place. You have so much hatred in your heart for him, but you better be careful who you put in his place. That's a very powerful position. And right now, America is not really in a good standing with the rest of the world because of one thing, their relationship with Israel and their fight or their little rift they have with Russia right now. So we got a long way to go and a little time to do it. I did pay a little bit attention to the right now, the big major thing with the Palestinians and Israel, the idea that they're fighting and they're literally killing people and kids and I mean, just outright just going crazy because people are tired. You know, now people are going against Israel, and I don't know if that's a good thing. But that's what I can remember. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You can. That's what I remember about some of the news. I'm on this computer so much, I just don't really focus on a lot of stuff because my hands are in a lot of different things. Oh, I want to announce too, tomorrow, which is in a couple of more minutes, I had an opportunity to get ready to guest host a show, radio show in Lafayette, Louisiana, and also a television show in Lafayette, Louisiana, which I am so very, very, very thankful to Brother Jay, which was on my Freestyle Friday last week. awesome, awesome guy. Has been really, really, I mean, tag teaming with some good guests and everything. So giving me this opportunity. So I always try to thank him for that. So I guess I'll be bringing some highlights from that. I'm going to try to upload highlights of it on here to so you guys can hear it. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, wow. I didn't even mention it, and I apologize for it because it's a very, very, very important thing to mention. As you know, this past weekend they did the rally, Justice or Else rally, with Minister Farrakhan. And the moderator for the Justice or Else rally is going to be on the radio show tomorrow. So very intelligent young lady. She looks like a little girl, but she's a grown woman. To me, she looked like a little girl when she got up there. I was like, oh my gosh, she's very intelligent for a little girl, but she's a grown woman. I didn't realize that. But that's because we Black folks look good. So tomorrow I have an opportunity, hopefully, to talk to her tomorrow, I think, which is very, very, that's a very good privilege and an honor. So she's a very good speaker, too. She could speak me under the table because I have become very lazy with my speech. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe because I'm in Louisiana. Maybe. But anyway, you know, you start taking on what they say you do as the Romans do. Here they're laid back, lazy. They're not really that motivated. Not everybody, but not really motivated. And I find myself in that kind of mode sometimes. But anyway. So I'll have an opportunity, hopefully, to talk to her tomorrow, which is great. Then once I get that done, you guys remember the story before this one, Miss the Marcus Merritt story. We're going to be able to do that tomorrow on the show again. Not this show, but on the television show, hopefully. Everything works out and we can get her on the phone. And we want everybody to know her situation and the idea that she's such a great investigator and the information that she got in terms of finding out what happened to her son. So that's Miss Royce Eckley is going to be on my television show tomorrow or on the television show tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. Other than that, I wish you guys could see me. I got me a new hairdo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got me a new hairdo, and I'm happy with it. I love it. You know how you discover new things? Well, that's what it was. I discovered a new thing. Okay, we're going to go to the commercial, then we'll be back, and I'll probably go ahead and try to play that poem, spoken word, for you from Icon. Okay?
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we are back. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to do one of her very first poems she made. And, I keep saying poems, spoken words she did. And it's pertaining to, the name of it is The Little Girl with the Big Name. And she was trying to do a call out to get on The View so she could get it to Raymond Simone for the comment Raymond Simone made. About she would not hire somebody with a certain type of name. But that's good. But she, it's just so funny how she's trying to get on the show. Well, anyway, I'm going to try to play this. I'm hoping you guys can hear it.
Ask me the meaning of my name. I usually never have an answer. I remember looking for it once in a shopping mall kiosk where the meanings of names are engraved into keepsakes. Thinking all the while, the chances of me finding mine would be like the odds of winning the sweepstakes. Tired of people mispronouncing it, I shortened it to con, but they still got it wrong. Yet confusing me with the lady who once sang that song. Tell me something good and tell them something I feel I should, so I correct them. It's pronounced Sha-Con-Dre. No silent letters, no accents. Preference pronounced the drawl of a southern accent. I remember that once was a day when I wish my mother would have stuck to something simple and pretty and majestic like Tiffany or maybe even Alexis, but my face was filled by signatures on my birth certificate granting me the right to forever bear the shame of having been given a ghetto-ass name. So this here poem is for all the little black girls with big names. For the Shas and Ishas, the Anas and Iquas, who were told never to write their names on applications. Because we live in a nation where your name can tell someone your race or even your social status. So they think only dumb ghetto folk overuse the alphabet. They chalk it up to literacy, never creativity, or maybe even history. And I wonder, those who assume we never stop to think that maybe transatlantic submerged native tongues have reemerged in the form of ghetto monikers. Like my little cousin, whose name is Kanisha, sounds a lot like Tinashe, a name from the Shona tribe, meaning God is with us. Or my friend Lakeisha, whose name sounds a lot like the Bantu name Wakisa. Or maybe like me. My mother knew that I would be a fighter, so she named me Shakandria, which sounds a lot like Shaka, the great Zulu warrior. See, this poem is for every daughter who ever became a professional only to shorten her name to a letter and a period just so phone calls could be returned. I don't know. Don't nobody want an Isha or an Equal to operate on them. But you see, a book can't be judged by its cover nor its title. And the story beneath your name can't be contained beneath the tag. So sisters, let them rise and take the rightful places on your applications and business cards. They're practicing uniforms until one day ghetto-ass names become the norm. But for right now, we're special. And there ain't another girl in the world with a name like you or me. So go forth and rep proudly for all the ghetto name girls. And if someone happens to mispronounce your name, make sure you give the neck a swirl. Look them dead in the eye and correct them. It's pronounced Sha-Con-Dre. Say it right, but don't say it wrong.
Wow, that's my girl. So you heard that. Little girls with big names. Yes, that's right. So she was trying to get on the Ravens. She was trying to get on The View so she could do that poem for Raven Simone, but it didn't happen yet. just, oh my God. People just like took that and went, I mean, straight overboard with it. But it's amazing when you have to watch what you say it to people. Really do. And to me, she's a laughing stock. And it's amazing that she's this far, to be honest with you. I have little respect for her. And I'll say it the way it is. I do. I have little respect for her. Now, let's talk about a little news, some information. There's a list of black farmers to buy from instead of going to Whole Foods. Because, you know, there has been a big major thing with the idea that a lot of the loans, farmer loans that were supposed to be given to them or they applied for, it was proven that a lot of the black farmers were denied loans so that they could farm their land. They finally admitted it. And it has been a big issue. And that's why we can't forget. I mean, you know, people get so upset when you talk about America. Oh, why don't you leave here? Why should I? Why should I leave the land that my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my mother picked cotton on? And my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, on my father's side and my mother's, I mean, on my mother's side and my father's side. Why would I leave a land that's mine? I don't have a need to. And before we came, you had the Indians. So why should I leave that? So this has been a big thing. So here's a list. I'm not going to get long with it, but here's a list of black farmers that you can actually, that would blow their mind. That would blow their mind because I know with the Justice or Else rally, they were telling people to start buying from their own. And they've been pushing this for the longest. Well, now they have an opportunity where they're going to start really pushing it. Now, I had on my Facebook page Boycott Christmas. And I had stopped celebrating Christmas a long time ago, but I will support anybody who would support that boycott. I really would. We keep our black dollars in our black pockets, and you'll see the difference because we already know that we are $1.1 trillion of the spending. We are the largest consumer of things here in the United States. So let's start with Atlanta. In Atlanta, Georgia, Boxcar Grocer, Patchwork City Farms, Truly Living Well Center for Natural Urban Agriculture, and Bernal's Farms. In Baltimore, they have Five Seeds Farms, the Flower Factory, the Greener Garden. In California, they have African American Farmers of California, Demo Farm, Rancho de Rodney, Scott Family Farms, Tower Urban Family Farms, More Better Food, Old Bugs, City Slicker Farms, Loyalton, Sweeting Ranch, R. Kelly Farms, Dig Deep Farms, and Wiki. That's in California. In Chicago, they have Healthy Food Hub, Trinity United Church of Christ Farmers Market, Your Bountiful Harvest Family Farm, growingpower.org. In Cleveland, they have Chateau All Whole Vineyard, Rid All Green Partnership. Boy, wait a minute, I can't sit here and read all this. If you want any more of this information, it is on one of my other pages, which is Black News Weekly radio page on Facebook. And that's BLACC, which stands for the Black Louisiana Associates of Consciousness Concerns. That Facebook page you can go to and get the rest of the name of the farmers if you live in that area. Now, my sister lives in Atlanta, so I guess when I visit Atlanta again, I might need to check that out. Now, what I don't see on here, with me being from Louisiana, we don't have no black farmers. Wow. Okay. All right. So that goes there. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I got a little sidetracked here. Now, did you guys hear about on October 16, a jury found Baltimore resident that was part of the Baltimore that was protesting? Remember when they had them at the Baltimore was protesting and they put them on a curfew and there was no need for them to be on a curfew. And just really, really, this was during the Freddie Gray situation. They sprayed him with the pepper spray. Then they turned around and grabbed him from the back of his head and slammed him to the ground and dragged him with his hair. Sure did. And he was found not guilty. But he stood his ground, and I'm glad he stood his ground. And that's an excellent thing that he did stand his ground. You guys, let's go to a commercial. I have another story I'm going to come back to. And I know we're supposed to be having fun. We are. We're going to have fun. No matter what, we'll have fun. I think that poem right there told a lot. But wait till you hear this other one. It is awesome, the spoken word. So we're going to go to a commercial and we shall be back. This is Red Journal Radio. I am your host, Alita, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan.
Come on, smile. Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe He has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Something new that I never felt.
don't know how that happened, but it wasn't supposed to play that. I'm sorry. That's the second time. I'm going to have to start checking my music much, much closer. But as you know, that was the LTD from back in the day. I remember that song, too. Oh, I found another news story. Wow. This is out of Rancho Cordova, California. And it says an unarmed man was shot. Police shoot man for recording them with phone, claim they feared for their lives. So now I guess this is the new thing we do now. They holler, everybody hollers, they feel for their life. I don't know if you heard the story about banking while black. I seen it on Radio 1 with Roland Martin. And the young man was helping the lady in the, he opened the door for her, I think was in a bank or something. And she had a little stroller and she felt threatened. And they came and took the boy down and the whole nine yards, and he hadn't even done anything wrong. Okay. This is what we're looking at. It hasn't changed. And see, I don't know why people are not paying attention. You notice they're not saying anything about the police doing it. Every police officer basically has gotten off on something. Just about whoever's killed or hurt or maimed somebody, they've gotten off. So I don't want to get on my political stance right now. I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, the story says sheriff deputy in California claimed that they feared for their lives after shooting a man who was filming them from his own garage. It says Sacramento Sheriff's Department. Hold up, you guys. I'm trying to get it. Here we go. I hate this crap that comes in here while you're trying to read. Okay, give me a second here. Let's see. Here we go. Sheriff deputy in California claimed they feared for their lives after shooting a man who was filming them from his own garage. The Sacramento Sheriff's Department shot Danny Sanchez on Friday. Sanchez is currently in the hospital at the UC Davis Medical Center, where he underwent surgery to remove bullet fragments, according to his father, John Sanchez. The shooting occurred when the Sheriff's Department SWAT team showed up to arrest the neighbor, Ben Ledford, 62, after he fired off an illegal machine gun from across the street. Wow. When Sanchez saw the incident and the SWAT team converge, he began recording from his garage. He assumed there wouldn't be any problem since he was so far away from the incident. On his own property and even out on the edge of the garage, police say that Sanchez was extending his arm with an object in his hand. That object was a cell phone. Sanchez's father, Johnny, Sonny Sanchez, said his son was simply trying to videotape the arrest of Ledford. That's when the police opened fire on him. He was yelling, "Dad, I'm shot, I'm shot." So I grabbed him inside and closed the garage door. I put a tourniquet around his leg and a clean towel, John Sanchez explained. He pointed out four additional bullet holes in his garage, as well as several more in his car. You can see how many shots they did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shooting at my son with a cell phone. Come on, that's ridiculous, Sanchez commented. Sergeant Jason Ramos of Sacramento County Sheriff Department, Sergeant Jason Ramos' department said, "I think it's reasonable to think that the officers perceived an immediate threat either to themselves or continued threat to that individual. On top of shooting him and arresting him, Sanchez's home was also searched. But Sergeant Ramos acknowledged Sanchez committed no crime and is not facing any charges whatsoever." So what in the hell did you even, oh my God, what the hell? These people are crazy. What was the need for you to even search his house? Why did you search his house? For what? We better wake up. Okay. I'm going to get off my soapbox before I get angry. I don't want to get angry tonight because I think we have, this is not the time that I need to do this. So I'm going to get off of that for a minute there. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the Justice of or Else rally. And I want to talk about, since this is my show and I can talk about it. I just got something to say to these conscious brothers that always have something to say about our hair. That just damn just drives me damn. Ooh, that just. Why do you have the need to always talk about the black woman's hair? And see, if you know anything about history, and if you know anything about fashion or fad, fashion history, natural hair was a fad. And not only were we wearing natural hair, you had white folks wearing natural hair, because some of them had blonde wigs, so they could look like us. So when you holler about take that weave out your hair, take off that wig, that call them hair hats, all these different derogatory names they give us about wearing our hair, I just like to let you know that my hair doesn't define me. My hair is an extension, is an accessory to who I am. It's either going to make me enhance my looks, or it's going to not make my looks enhanced. It's a choice that I made to do this. And every black woman who does it, it's her business. If I don't have a GoFundMe account and I'm begging you for money to pay for my hair, you shouldn't have any comments. And I made the comment on Facebook. As long as you keep buying them Jordans from that man who invested in the city, in the prison complex industry, that Michael Jordan guy, if you continue to buy your boys, your little men, and that goes for women too, because we have some conscious sisters too that weren't conscious a few years ago. They were permanent, but now they're conscious. You buy your sons, you go crazy, you fight people, you beat people up to get to a line to buy that crap. Because I'll never pay that much for a pair of shoes. I won't even pay that much for me a pair of shoes. So I'm not going to put that kind of money on a pair of sneakers. So all you who do that, that's your business. So that means that you have a choice to spend money on Jordans, but I don't have a choice to wear my hair the way I want to. That sounds so doggone one-sided. And stop the madness, okay? Stop the madness, okay? Our hair is just our hair, whether we wear it natural, whether we perm it, whether we have a wig on, whether we have weaving. It's ours. We're not asking you for anything. And I feel that it's almost like the abortion issue, okay? It's my body, it's my hair, and I can do what I want. We need to stop trying to always find a way to control. And see, what I notice about a lot of these conscious men, they got issues of their own. A lot of them don't have good jobs. A lot of them don't own their own shit. Excuse my language, but I'm going to say it like that. Don't have cars, but you can get on Facebook and be Facebook conscious. Stop it. That just kills me. I understand, according to the hair, the afro is where some type of energy we're supposed to get, and it's our crown of glory and all that. Okay, yeah, that's fine. And I'm not knocking that, if that's what it is. But I still have a choice whether or not I want to wear it that way. Doesn't matter what it does. It's clouding my memory, my brain, my thought pattern. Whatever you think it's doing, that's fine. But it still goes at the end of the day, It's still mine, regardless whether it's real or not. It's mine. Fine, we have bigger, a much larger issue to deal with. We have black-on-black crime. We got unemployment, like maybe some of you conscious brothers are unemployed. We got unemployment. We got an education problem. So we have bigger fish to fry. Our hair is not a fish for you to be frying, okay? It's not relevant, okay? And what kills me, because I do hair. I'm not no cosmetologist. I like doing hair. Matter of fact, I have a YouTube channel where I make wigs, and I do wigs. In fact, today I just saw an info. Oh, it just blew my mind. Zuri, which is one of the hair companies, sent me a message, a comment on one of my videos I made on one of theirs, and it said, beautiful, thank you. They really liked what I did, a tutorial on one of their products, which I thought was awesome. So when you talk about hair and things that are not relevant, back off. It's not relevant to me. It really isn't. It's not relevant at all. I don't care how you see it, how you say it, whatever. That's how I feel about it. I don't care because I'm going to be me. To me, you're trying to control how I think, how I see things, and I don't like that. I don't like anybody controlling me. I have issues with control. I really do. So I'm going to get off that soapbox. But the next time you conscious brothers and sisters want to holler about me, forget you. Just make sure your hair is done the way you want it done. Okay? Leave my hair alone. Worry about other things. Worry about the idea that you keep having babies you can't afford. That's what you worry about. You keep putting these kids out in this world, and you're not concerned about how they're going to live and how you're going to take care of them. You just keep pumping out babies, you and him, and I'm saying both, and somebody else got to take care of them. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'm off that soapbox. Now I want to play another song, and then I want to come back, and I want you guys to hear my girl, the spoken word. Okay?
I don't even want to know what they're doing downstairs. All I know is they're here and they're safe.
You guys, it's the cops!
Did you know hosting a party with underage drinkers is a crime? You could face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Get the facts at drugfreemanatee.org.
All right, let's see here. Let's get some little indie ivory in there.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it.
Sorry for that, you guys. I apologize.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this. But who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you can heal the world with your mind. And There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who feels that she is not special, 'cause she don't look like a supermodel Coke bottle. The next time the radio tells you to shake your money maker, shake your head and tell them you're a leader. Now we're moving from the darkness into light. Yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Yeah. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you can heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. This song is for you, yeah, you. Is for you, yeah, you. The song is for you, yeah, you, yeah, you. You are brilliant.
And that song is called Beautiful, and I think it was perfect, and I think it's a great segue into this poem by Chicandra Sibley, the Texas Grand Slam winner, and her nickname is Icon.
It's time to put the vote hammer on Bobby Jindal's Republican pal.
Sorry for that.
When an asshole whose opinion you didn't seek makes a comment about your makeup, pull out your compact mirror and politely ask him or her to turn themselves inside out for you. This is the poem that I've been afraid to expose my scars in. This is the poem for every poem that uses cliche wordplay and metaphors to conceal a disgust for makeup under the mask of empowerment. The queen, you don't need makeup to make up for something you are lacking norms that are as overdone as YouTube tutorials. I hear you. But your preference for my natural beauty has not been there on the days when I've been brave enough to face the world barefaced, and you forced your stares, comments, and recommendations into my already irritated skin. It has not been there on the days when no matter what I tried, acne and eczema were still helping on leaving their mark. This is not vanity. It is survival. It's the only way I can avoid having smudges of your jokes rub off on the collar of my self-esteem. For those women who proudly proclaim, I don't need makeup, well, congratulations. I'm sure there are a plethora of other things you need in order to be more than just pretty. For those men who profess, I don't like women who wear makeup, well, I don't like men who wear little dicks, so stop being one. This is not your cross. This is not your cross to go bear. Forget walking a mile in my shoes. Your ass wouldn't last one step outside the front door in my skin. This is not shame. This is cringing each time I hear somebody say the word makeup as if it is a curse word, when the only curse has been my bad skin and makeup has been a blessing. Your preconceived notions for why I'm a cover girl must have been placed in Photoshop, because the lines you have crossed have become blurred. See, not everyone has the privilege of using hashtag no filter or hashtag I woke up like this. See, some of us dread the breakout growing beneath our epidermis. This this is for those of us who paint not to change our landscape, but merely to smooth out our canvas. This is not self-hate. This is me loving the skin I'm in, even if it is only an illusion that can be washed away with soap and water. This is not me seeking a flood of compliments. This is not choice. It's a lack of one. It's being born a leopard, unwillingly put on the spot, unable to hide my own. See, nature has always had a way of randomly selecting which of its creatures will bear a defect. So on some days, I wish that I were reptile enough to crawl my way out of this skin. But there are those days when I tell myself that this is not hyperpigmentation. That when I'm asleep at night, God just holds my face so tight in admiration that he leaves his fingerprints on my cheeks. This is not me wishing to be something that I am not, but me passing for something I already know without a shadow of a blemish that I already am. And that, Texas Grand Slam, is fucking beautiful.
Okay. Now, that is so awesome. She went there. I love that. Oh, my God, I love that. That was right on time. So I told you guys, this girl is off the chain. This woman, because she's a grown woman, this woman is off the chain. And I had an opportunity for her to, me and my husband had to go out of town. I think we had to go to Georgia. And one of the local radio shows that I do, she and my son sat in for me. I had an opportunity for her to sit in and do the show for us. We thought, I mean, awesome. It's awesome. I love it. When you have those kind of gifts, I mean, it's all. I feel bad because I never thought of taking poetry, quote unquote, to that level. And believe it or not, I write poetry. I did a long time ago. And I got a couple of books out there. I don't talk about that stuff. It's great to do it, but I don't talk about it that much because I'm a quote unquote conscious person and I got my mind somewhere else. I'm trying to do other things. I'm politicking and I'm letting those type of issues in my art and my dream and my way of doing things. I kind of lay to the side. When I think about this show, how I don't give what I should give to it a lot more. But God is good, and he makes ways. And I'm going to have an announcement coming forward soon, and you guys are going to be surprised. I'm not going to ignore you guys, but I'm going to hopefully have an opportunity to take it to another level. So Red Journal Radio and her listeners, look out. Okay, what I want to do is I want to give you a little Janet Jackson, just a little. Hopefully there's nothing else on it.
You're so good inside of me.
guys, I want to do another Sade. I love Sade. I think she is so lovely. So I want to do another Sade. Give me some time. Give me a little bit of time here. Trying to get it started. Wow. Can you believe it wants to act like it doesn't want to respond? Come on, you guys. There we go. Just give me a second here. Come on. I don't have all day. That's funny. Here we go.
I am so glad.
All right, you guys, that was a little bit of Soldier of Love by Sade. Then she had, what's the other one I just listened to? Look, Your Love is King. I think she is such a wonderful person. I mean, she's a great singer. I don't know about her personality or whatever, but I know she's a great singer. Great song. Soldier of Love is dedicated to all the single women out there that have been battered and bruised trying to find love, and you just can't find it. Sometimes you got to let it come to you instead of you chasing behind it. That's a lesson learned from back in the day. Everything is from back in the day because you either learn from it or you're going to continue to make those same mistakes. But I'm not on that level right now to talk about that. We'll do another show on that right there. Now, you talked about all the upcoming events coming up. I want to get some more interviews on. I was telling my husband the other day that I cannot believe the number of authors and interviews I've done in the 6 years I've been on here, and the combination of me being on local radio. And it's been a journey. And I've loved every moment of it. I had some bad moments. I've had some good moments. But overall, I love doing this. When you have a gift for gab, and I like to talk, and sometimes my talk is relevant, sometimes it's not. And I'm a very opinionated person, so I always have an opportunity, and people give me the platform, and I make my platform. Either you're going to hear it or you're not, doesn't matter. But I'm still going to say what I have to say, especially when I see things that are that should be talked about if it hasn't been talked about. And I have an opportunity to meet some great people, some lovely people. You know, never thought I would ever in a million years meet the people that I've had an opportunity to meet. So, and you guys, this is not directly always about me, but I'm the host and I can talk about myself. I can't talk about anybody else. So I had an opportunity to meet some great people and travel. This has been very good to me. We're down to 10 minutes left in the show. I am so glad you guys listened in tonight. And you know, you can always go back and either download the show. If you want to hear that spoken word from Chicandra, you can always come back here and listen to it, or you can find it somewhere on the website, on the web pages. But it has been a journey with this radio show. And as you see, I always change the name of the radio show. You got to keep it fresh. Red Journal Radio works perfectly. When I had Black News Weekly Radio, that was actually local radio. I was actually had a show on the local radio station here. And I was told that they missed the show because we were talking about a lot of the issues that nobody won't talk about. And the idea that we didn't get kicked off from the things that we were saying is amazing. And working with my husband and my son, it was fun. We really did have fun because you got to be able to bounce off each other. So we enjoy that. You'd be surprised how much fun you can have if you have a great mixture of people together. But that is the journey that I've been on, and I'm happy for it, and I want to continue to do this. This is what I love doing. This is who I am. It would be awesome if you guys could check in and see the different things that we do here in Little Louisiana, all the corruption, politics, the mass incarceration of all our Black folks for frivolous charges and stuff. It's amazing that we've gotten this far without killing somebody. When I say that, I'm talking about us just uprising. But some of us don't have that in us, and that's the problem. Where the problem lies is that we don't have enough people stepping up. I can talk all day, but am I doing anything? Am I making a difference? I feel that what I do on the radio is a way of making a difference because I'm informing, I'm advising, and I'm giving out information. So I love doing that. That's who I am. So what I want to do is, since we have 7 minutes to go, my mind just went blank. I guess I have to bring the show back, and I'm going to try to do as many Freestyle Fridays as I can, bring you guys some different type of music. And I'm not no DJ. I just like different type of music, and since this is my show, I can play it, and I hope you guys enjoy the music that I do play, and I love music. All kinds. I really do. Even though I just play our music, I do really like all kinds of music. And that's what I'm going to have to start bringing, all kinds of music on here. And it's not hard to do at all. I want to say this. I'm hoping, praying that I continue to do this because I really do like doing it. It's fun. It's innovative. And I love it. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to slowly wrap up the show. And I want to say thank you guys for listening in. Please, if you didn't listen in, please come back and listen to the show when you have time. You don't have to do it right now, but, you know, you can listen to the show anytime. Give me your feedback on it. Like I said, I love doing this. And it's a wonderful way of relaxing. It's a wonderful way of talking to people. I love my meditation I give you guys. I hope it makes you feel good. Now, so stay tuned for another Freestyle Friday. And it can bring me back here. God, if it's in God's plan for me to do this again, that's what I want to do. I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of Uptown Funk. So, check you later.
This sister, I call Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got socks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the front. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 oh! Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some nigga in it. Take a sip, sign the check. Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, give
me. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money.
Break it down.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the front. Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 oh!
What we need?
right, you guys, before we go, you can check us out. Facebook, I keep saying, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Facebook on the Black Louisiana Associates of Conscious Concern Fast Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, and I have several Facebook pages, you guys. I'm sorry. But those are the two main pages that I am on majority of the time. I post all kinds of information on the Black Louisiana Associates of Conscious Concern page constantly, all the time. Because when people send me news in my news feed, and if it's good news, I'm going to put it on there. And that's where I get a lot of my information from. So you can check me out on Facebook. I'm there. I have an Instagram. I don't use it. I have a Twitter. I don't use it. I'm going to be honest with you. if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at sensible64@yahoo.com. That's S-E-N-S-I-B-L-E 64 at yahoo.com. Again, I want to say, guys, thank you very much for listening to the show. This has been Freestyle Friday on Red Journal Radio, and I'm your host, and I'm out. Good night.